Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because we got Debbie Kennedy back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Debbie is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and president of Leadership Solutions Companies. It's an award-winning organization that specializes in custom leadership and virtual communication solutions. She's the author of Putting Our Differences to Work, The Fastest Way to Innovation, Leadership, and High Performance, and she is our good friend. Debbie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back and always excited to come here because there's so many good things that are happening right now amidst all of the crisis that we've all been experiencing. There are some good things to come and report today.
Isn't that something that we all need to stop for a moment and look around and say, okay, we got all these things that are big and ugly and hairy, and they're gonna, you know, they're some of them are very harmful, but at the same time we need to look around and say, but there's all this other critical mass, there's all this other energy, all this other potential that we have that has not been hurt by all this.
Well,
we need to take a little inventory, don't we?
Yes, and I also think that we bring out a lot of times crisis. I know in my own business, as I've talked about other times when I've been here, the couple of times when I've really had big crisis in our company, the times when we've been the most creative, the most innovative,
yep,
been able to completely reinvent ourselves have been when we've been put into that place.
And when you were willing to risk,
yeah,
what you knew for what you might learn.
Yes, and to be step outside the boundaries of what you're doing today and looking for maybe a little different way to cast your light in the work that you're doing. And that's what we're seeing. As you know, I've been doing an economic conversation series since last October online every month. And we have been working with lots of small businesses in that process. It's free, and we bring people together to see how we can help one another. And we've been just surprised, and that's what I came today to do, was to share three big ideas that have come out of those conversations that we've had that I thought might be helpful to
Absolutely.
People.
And as we do this, folks, and I know you've heard me say this so many times, it's almost cliche now, but it's really appropriate, I think, Debbie, is to remind people about the way the word crisis is written in Chinese.
That's right.
Two characters.
Crisis and opportunity.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, and let me tell you something, Debbie, and you know this, no one understands that more than a small business.
That's right.
More than a small business owner, because they deal with this all the time. So you got some big ideas. Now you're collaborating with another one of our good friends, one of our heroes, Joel Barker.
I am. Joel and I have been longtime partners and collaborators for quite a few years. I actually met him when I was at IBM, before I was an entrepreneur. And I met him shortly after I started my small business, and the rest is history. And he's actually joined me for a couple of conversations like these. Tomorrow we're actually doing one on called Innovating in Hard Times 2, which is by popular demand. We're coming back. And
he'll be bringing along his perspectives on what he calls innovation at the verge.
He's bringing innovation at the verge, and where we meet together in our vast differences is I bring the part about what do you have to do as a leader or innovator in your own business or in your own organization or as an individual to be able to work at the verge effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free. You can learn about it right on the front of your website.
Yeah, we've got it right there on the front, folks. You can click through and then click right on it. Yeah, exactly. Register, and it's all free. Thank you for that, by the way. So let's talk about this. Let's get started. We got about a minute before we go to the first break. Introduce the first big idea.
Okay, the first big idea is about developing or brightening up your own personal brand or your organization's brand. And last month we had a session at our conversations called Connecting for Success, and we brought in Jane Scandura, who is a former senior marketing manager with IBM, turned entrepreneur, filmmaker, and master social networker. And I heard you talking with Scott in the previous section. And one of the things that she helped us learn was how to be able to freshen that up using things like the current things, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter,
right,
to be able to bring yourself differently. And she showed us lots of things. When you realize how many people are going through those places, 39 million business professionals are on just LinkedIn, that by working those online, that you those places of recasting how you look, that you can do a lot of things. And we found a lot of people, she told some
stories. It's sort of like, hold on to that thought, Debbie, sort of like, folks, when you buy a new suit, you know, you go to buy a new suit, guys, and you show up, and all of a sudden you realize that your shoes need shining. It's, you know, if you're going to go on Facebook, you got to spiff up a little bit. 20 till. We're going to be right back with Debbie Kennedy after these messages. Sweet Baby James bringing us back, 17 till.
You're down and trouble, and you need
one of the great ones, folks, James Taylor. And you're down in trouble and you need a helping hand, and nothing's going right. Does that sound like you right now? Sometimes it does. Small business owners, some people are still having a tough time out there, but they're, you know, as Debbie Kennedy and I are talking about, you got to take a little stock of what's going on around you. Take stock of yourself. Take stock of the opportunity, the possibilities, the potential that you have. Focus on that. Don't just focus on the things that are not working. Focus on the things that don't just focus on the danger. Focus on the potential opportunity that Debbie Kennedy and I were talking about a little bit ago. Her book is called Putting Our Differences to Work. Debbie, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
It's puttingourdifferencestowork.com. And just to piggyback on what we started talking about in that first one about developing your brand, there's a whole wonderful recorded program that's available with visuals and everything and takeaways that are all free at puttingourdifferencestowork.com/dialogues in my library. And you'll the thing that's great about it is that there are some real tips on how to use LinkedIn, Facebook, and some creative ideas and redoing the way that you're presenting yourself to your customers in a different way that are all free there for you to download.
So thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for making it free, and thank you for the good work that you're offering there, folks. And be sure to check out the dialogue that she's going to have with Joel tomorrow. You can find it on my homepage. You can find it off of her website. You can click right through and sign up. It's all free. And that's tomorrow, right?
It's tomorrow morning, and it's going to be quite terrific.
So check it out. What if Debbie Kennedy and Joel Barker are involved, folks, it will be top shelf. Okay, so we're talking about one of your big ideas is this personal brand, and I was just saying at the break, you know, when we didn't have the social media sites, our resumes, the way we presented ourselves to the world was kind of below the radar, you know, it's off the radar screen. But
right,
but nowadays you either have it up there correctly or not, or if you don't, you're conspicuous in your absence, aren't you?
You really do, and the thing that's difficult is figuring out which one's going to work best for you, and also looking for ways to present yourself in a positive, innovative way, and people are discovering them. And that was one of the reasons we did the whole event on Connecting for Success, because we all needed help in being able to do it. So I know it's one of the best ways. Another big idea is people always ask me what the most important message in my book is, and it is to learn to see differences differently, to completely change your mindset about who you should be working with or maybe partnering with, not just about all the unique things that make us individually different, but the way that different kinds of problem solvers.
And you're not just talking about the fact that I may not like tall people or I may not people who wear brown shoes.
No.
You're talking about maybe competitors.
Absolutely. And Joel Barker said it best about in work that we did back in 2000. And he said societies and organizations and individuals that most and creatively incorporate diversity into their businesses will reap the reward of innovation, growth, wealth, and progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the business case, is that you really have to look outside the boundaries that you have to be able to do that. And one of the way that I tell this story that's very short is that even I did a film a few years ago for Hewlett-Packard. And what a lot of people in small business don't realize is that a lot of big businesses run like small businesses. Their individual
mm-hmm.
entities basically are having to put out a tin cup and be able to operate just like a small business. And I always remember we went to see, to film a guy who had brought together this incredibly diverse group of people to do the work. And we asked him why, and he said, well, he said, you know, the thing is that if you have six people sitting around a table trying to help you figure out what to do next, and they're all 6 feet tall, they weigh 250 pounds, they got an engineering degree, and they've got 18 years with our company, and they will solve this problem the same way every time.
Right, right.
And if that works, great. If it doesn't, as my granny used to tell me, he said, looking out at a barn in the backdrop, he said, my granny told me, if you want to get something different, you got to do something different. So that's the reason, is
mm-hmm.
that you really want to have people that you're working with or looking into, even your competitors that might be able to help you really do something innovative that you haven't done before.
You know, I didn't coin this term, but I think I resurrected it recently because I got credited for coining it incorrectly. I didn't. I never said that I did. But the concept of co-opetition.
Yeah,
is something
what a great
that you're talking.
Is
something you're talking about, and apparently it's been so long since anybody heard that they thought that I coined it, but I didn't. But regardless, it's a great way to think about it. And today in today's world, you know, a competitor one moment may be your partner the next moment.
Well, Joel and I are learning it ourselves in these dialogues that we're doing. We're actually partnering with a few competitors and some complementary services.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are bringing what we have on the table that we can use.
Isn't it amazing, though, how we
do something wonderful for people all over the world?
Isn't it amazing, though, how we as humans get something in our head and we automatically don't like that, or we don't like them, or whatever? Isn't it interesting that one of the biggest things that holds us back is us? You know, you remember what Pogo the Possum said, right? We've seen the enemy and he is us.
Yes, that's right.
The problem with humanity is the humans, isn't it, Debbie?
Yeah. Well, and when you, if you make
Hold on, Debbie, to that thought. I'm going to let you finish that right after these messages. Folks, get out of your own way. I'm saying this to myself. Lasting game, get out of your own way. Think about that. Tintel, right back after these messages with Debbie Kennedy. Stay with us.
While our hearts were young. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain.
That's not Elvis. It's Terry Stafford.
Every time you hold me.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to check out my blog, my knowledge base, the Brain Trust members, including our good friend Debbie Kennedy, who's with us right now. Subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And when you get to our site, you got 5 seconds. We got something you can read there in 5 seconds. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. And don't forget, in the featured section of our website, toward the bottom there, you'll see the link to the outstanding innovation conversation that you can hear for free with our good friend Debbie Kennedy and our other good friend Joe Barker. One of our other good friends, they're going to talk about some things that you won't want to miss tomorrow. Debbie, and be sure to let us know when you got the archive of that up, and we'll put that on our website as well.
Yes, well, I know that we've been talking about three big ideas. One was to brighten up our brand and the way that we present our organizations. One is about mastering learning to see differences differently. And the third one fits in with what you're saying, which is learning to scan outside your boundaries for ideas to innovate.
And outside your four walls.
Yes, and that's what Joel and I are focusing on tomorrow, is we're going to be talking about innovating in hard times, and it's our second round, and Joel's bringing some new, exciting small business kinds of examples to share at the session. And we're also going to be talking about the critical skills that you need to be able to do it. And the you can register right online at your organization. It goes directly
website. Link right over to your page, right?
Right on the front page there. And what made one of the things that helped me realize this is there, I interviewed a superintendent of schools one time, and a lot of times we think we're so different, you know, from each other. And one of the things that he said in this interview is he said that he had been lucky to work not only in education, but in business, in his church, a little on the side, in a little small business,
mm-hmm.
and that he realized that all of us have similar challenges and things that we're trying to do, because ultimately, even though our products and services may be different, we're all trying to get people, our customers and the people that work for us, all headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot to teach one another, and that's what we've learned from these sessions that we've done, is that we can bring in and we watch small business people helping a corporate executive, and we see a person who's unemployed in transition having the creative idea for the new small business person that's just getting started. So there's a lot that can be done by us coming together and sharing ideas.
One of the things that I believe is going to be a big payday for social media, for the concept of social, and as you know, Debbie, I think you know this, I actually don't like that term. I don't like social media.
I don't either.
I don't like
I'm
it
so
as a term.
Glad.
I think it makes business people think you're going to go visit with your grandmother and not do business. And I prefer to talk about building online customer communities. That's the term that I use. But regardless, I'm going to use that term now just because it's in the vernacular. One of the benefits I think we're going to get from this, small business owners, is you and I by will be required, if we're going to survive, we'll be required to do a better job of having conversations with our customers.
Right
now, people do business with customers, Debbie. Businesses do business with customers, but they don't always talk to their customers. They don't always have a dialogue with them. And in the future, you will.
Well, and the thing that's important about it too is that it's through that conversation, through the dialogue that we have with one another, that trust is built.
Yes.
And customers love to work for people they trust. And when you get that going, you oftentimes can go way beyond other boundaries. I also agree with you on the idea of social networking has always bothered me because I'm not, you know, I'm a serious entrepreneur. And that really doesn't work. That title doesn't work for me.
And I think it puts off people who aren't, who maybe are not, you know, younger. They may be more my age, you know.
Well, it does.
Yeah, it puts them off, I think.
And you really don't want to be using those networks. I'm on Facebook, but I'm very thoughtful about what I post.
Right.
And I try to post like I'm posting to customers that I want to be with.
Right.
Or to people that are going to benefit from the work that I'm doing. And I think you have to think of it that way.
Right.
It really should be business networking.
Building online communities.
Or building online communities.
Debbie, I've got to wrap it up. The book is called Putting Our Differences to Work. And give us the website again, please.
It's puttingourdifferencestowork.com.
And they can find your conversation with Joel tomorrow. You can also find it on my homepage, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You.
We'll see you next time. Good luck tomorrow.
Bye.
Say hi to Joel for us.
Will.
Thank you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.